ZLK, 4ZLK, in 0TR.
10-0TR and 4ZLK. Hope you're well today.
Fine, Bernice is over there sewing. I'm having a ginger ale and eating some M&M peanuts and looking at the QST. It's rough, but somebody's got to do it. How's your daughter?
And I guess those aren't homemade M&M peanuts. Or maybe she does that too. Who knows? Wouldn't surprise me. Gabrielle is doing okay. She had a rough night. They had to call in this morning and call in during the night, and they adjusted her pain medicine. And she seemed to ease it up a little bit, ease up the pain. She's coming along. They might be able to come home on Wednesday morning. So they're out of the hospital, staying in an Airbnb close to the hospital. So hopefully she'll be able to make her way up here. Hopefully we'll be able to see some good improvements.
Great, Shane. Glad to hear it. Sorry to hear she had to go through that. They had to. One time, I had a blocked, he called it a blocked gut, not to be gross, but anyways, it was really bad, and they thought it might have burst and I'd have gangrene, so they just sliced me right up the center. Again, that's the second time I had that done, and it is painful. About the only thing that knocks it's morphine. They'll only give that to you every 4 hours. If that, nowadays, I doubt it. But it wears off in about 2.5, so there you go. You know the rest of the story.
That next hour and a half after it wears off is some of the longest time you spend waiting for the next dosage.
Well, we wish her well. Haven't done a whole lot today. Worked outside some. Bernice has got to go get an epidural tomorrow. And instead of putting it in longitudinally, they're going to put it in sideways, if that means anything, down at Patewood. So she's looking forward to that. She's had a lot of pain coming from her lower back going down her leg. So I hope it works as well as last time. That's been about 5 years ago.
To hear about the pain, I hope this works. Is this a long-term shot, something that lasts pain for a while, or does it just kind of seem to take care of the issue until the next time?
Get to a certain age, Shane, and they won't do back surgery on you anymore because you probably won't make it off the table because they paralyze your whole body for 6, 8, 9 hours on your face, and it's really hard on you. So that's kind of out of the question. But I hope it works. If it works another 5 years, we won't complain. Now, I asked the doctor for one. He says, no. He was a pain management guy a couple years ago. And he says, can't do that. He says, you'll be back in 2 weeks and want another one. I mean, I wasn't in the office 5 minutes, and that's all he had to say. I'll never forget him.
I'm sure that wasn't the answer you wanted to hear. I tell you what, they've come a long way. You know, when years ago, you go to a hospital and the nurse walks in and asks you how things are going, and if the medicine needs to be changed or your IV needs to be changed, the nurse takes care of that. You know, they might call the doctor on the medicine part, but the nurse does everything, you know. And I'm saying that. My mother she's a retired nurse, worked more than 40 years in the industry. At one point, Gabrielle's IV came out, and they had to wait till somebody from the IV team came by. And then when they wanted to talk about the pain medicine, they had to wait for somebody from the pain management team to come by. And they got so many teams over there, it's crazy. But, you know, I don't know. It's a different world now.
Okay. And not necessarily for the betterment. But I think what it is in their defense is everybody's lawsuit happy, you know. And they have to protect themselves.
Right, I'm sure there's a lot to do with that. But anyway, That's enough of that. They took care of it. Everybody there down there in Atlanta at the Northside Hospital there were just absolutely wonderful. They treated her very well. In all of their positions, they were very wonderful to her, and that's all you can ask for.
Okay. Where are you working tonight?
You can call it that. That's what I'm doing. I'm headed down 85 back to Greenville right now.
Shane, have you ever been up to Gaffney on, like, if you took off up Gap Creek Road here and then went over to White Hampton or 29 and then went towards Spartanburg? Have you ever went up, there's a back road, in other words, 29, and you can go all the way up to Gaffney that way. I'd like to take Bernice up there someday, but I went up there once with the daughter, and there was a lot of construction on 85, and it was a god-awful mess. I don't like to get caught in that. I'm too dang old. I wonder if you ever been up 29 that way. There's a lot of little channels. I like that.
Is that okay? I have not. Yep. I've gotten off 85 and gotten on 29 on up into North Carolina, or right exit before North Carolina, whenever there's construction or accidents or things like that. It's kind of what we do, and a lot of other of the, you know, nightly freight guys do. If the traffic gets too bad and it's just sitting there, if they can get off, and 29 is one of the main roads we use. So, but as far as going from Spartanburg up to Gaffney that way, I have not done it. But I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's a good ride.
I generally take her up to Cherokee Casino once or twice a year. But that's a lot closer. It's not very big up there, but it lets her play on the slot machine. She likes them penny slot machines, so I'll take that in consideration because I just don't like driving on that 85 if I don't have to. Too many crazies out there. But they don't mess with you with 80,000 pounds. You got a big bluff. Well, I did manage to work an EK6RL last night on CW, and I hadn't worked him in 10 years. His name was Levon, and he was in Yerevan, Armenia. And I didn't know if I had that country or not, and I looked it up, and I had it on 30 meters. So many years ago, 10 years ago, and it was confirmed. So I'm not going to send for a card, and this guy don't use Logbook of the World, but it was fun to work him because he took time out to talk a little bit. Other than that, not too many out of the ordinary station lately. Boy, the static last night, I talked to a guy in France on sideband. It was horrible. And I had heard there was another CME, you know, coronal mass ejection, but not as bad as the G5.
That's pretty cool to talk to Armenia again. I sat down briefly Saturday or Sunday afternoon. My granddaughter and my youngest son and his wife and granddaughter stayed over while Beth was gone. They stayed over to help because when I leave for work, you know, the dog's there for a long time, so they kind of stayed over and they let the dog out one more time during the night. And of course, they're welcome to stay, and I get to see the granddaughter, but she slept in my radio room, so I didn't get on the radio much, but there was not much on there Saturday afternoon. It just seemed like it was really empty and kind of noisy, so I didn't get a chance to work much.
There a minute ago, this is N0TR. Well, yeah, it's since these coronal mass ejections have been going crazy, it's been really bad. I talked to Andy earlier today on 2 meters. He got his mobile unit going rather than a handy talking, so that was good. And it sounded just fine. But I haven't been doing any radio on today to speak of. I was just getting settled down here and sit down with a ginger ale. And I haven't even turned the radios on yet, Shane. I thought, well, I'm going to call my old buddy Shane out there and see if he's paying my Social Security.
Give me just one second.
problem in Geraldton.
Ian, I could hear you. I was going under 385, and I lost about half of what you said earlier. I'm glad Andy got his radio back. That seems to be a pretty quick turnaround from when he sent it down there. I need to send a radio or two off to get looked at. But I missed the rest of what you said. But back to working somebody. I don't know if you remember me telling you, I worked a WX0X. He was a FedEx pilot. And we talked for probably 45 minutes or so. It was a good conversation. Well, I ran into him again. That was probably 6 months ago. I ran into him. He was doing POTA. It was a very, very faint signal. I gave him a 339 or something like that. Very, very weak signal. But he's able to copy me. So that was somebody like that that you had an enjoyable conversation with.
Was that on CW? And for 45 minutes, I dropped dead if I got one that long. About 10 minutes, and I start getting tired. I don't know why, but I used to talk longer than that, but that's a long time. I did work a guy in Monaco. I wasn't too sure about his call sign, but he was posted on QRZ. It was a 3 alpha stroke India Kilo 4 Fox X-ray. He's in Monaco, but I don't want to say that too loud. You never know, Bernice might want to go over there.
Great opportunity right there. Yeah, well, it took us 45 minutes because we were sending about 10 to 15 words, you know, probably closer to 10. That helps the conversation go a little bit longer, but especially when you learn about their job and make a couple cracks on the company they work for, that kind of thing, you know. It was a little back and forth. We had a good time.
Oh, yeah, that's like us old military guys. We kid each other back and forth, and that's very acceptable. Now, don't let an outsider come in and start kidding them about it. That's a different ballgame altogether. You're liable to wind up taking your teeth home in a doggy bag, especially if it's a Marine or an Army guy. Shoot. Well, I was going to look up. There's a CW contest this weekend, and I was going to look up and see what the protocol was. There'll be a certain response to it. I have to go over here and look at that calendar. The new calendars, CQ didn't put one out this year. They've been kind of up and down over the last few years. I love their calendars because they listed every major thing that was coming along in ham radio. But ARRL, I got two of them, and one upstairs and one downstairs, and they're not cheap, but the printing on them is minuscule, and so I'd have to walk over there and look again. I think it's an ARRL CQ Worldwide Contest, which will really swamp the airwaves this weekend, Jane, if you're looking for contacts. This is Intro TR.
I appreciate that. I'll have to check it out. And back to somebody, you know, the military guys talking about each other, but don't let an outsider in. That's kind of like if your wife talks about her family, that's well and good, but don't you dare talk about her family. That's not acceptable.
USL. outlaws and in-laws. We all have good and bad, I guess. Yeah, that's something. Don't come up much around here. I like being down here in South Carolina. You get away from that stuff up there in where we lived for so many years. And a great many of them has moved away, and a great many of them has passed away. But this, as far as I'm concerned, is paradise down here. The people are wonderful. The scenery is wonderful. Environment, weather, mountains, airplanes. As far as I'm concerned, we got everything.
That, Tom, it's a great place to live. I've been here most of my life. Got to see a few other places in the world, and they're fun to visit, but I do like being here. But I'm going to let you go. I'm going to pull over and get a cup of coffee here and run into the QT and grab a cup of coffee and maybe use the restroom before I get back to my building. So I enjoyed it. Hello again to Miss Bernice. Hope you guys have a good night. Thanks for the call. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. Be careful out there. Have a good night. And, the place was all mine. It always is. I was glad to catch you. Et cetera, et cetera. Take care, Shane. N4ZLK, N0TR clear. TLG, TL4QLG, N0TR.
Tom, how you doing tonight?
KO4QLD. Better than I caught you. I was just talking to Shane for a bit, N4ZLK, and haven't heard you in a coon's age, and been missing you, and missing Chad, haven't heard from him forever. Let me mute this. I've been watching Andy Griffith here, one of the more modern shows, you know. One of the good shows left on television, that and Gunsmoke. How you been?
Been doing all in all okay. Which I guess that actually translates as good. Because I'm above ground and enjoying the weather.
Well, you're doing the beta test on that brand of weather station. How's it operating?
Doing really good so far. Running good. And I wasn't here at the house for that big hail storm that we got a few weeks ago. Got vents all over the suburban from that stuff too. One piece measured an inch and a half. I've never seen a hail that big.
It really is. I've never seen one that big. Now, my brother-in-law had a hailstorm come through Wichita years ago, and they had a glass thing on the back of the house for, I think they called it a sunroom, and it just virtually destroyed it. And I've seen some pictures of the hailstorms there. Biggest I've ever seen is we come through Amarillo. When I got out of service, we were driving back from California, and we got into a hailstorm outside of Amarillo. I had to pull over, and it was about 3/4 of an inch. Man, that felt like the dickens on the car. It was an old 62 Ford, so. But still, it was pretty sharp and not all dented up, but it made a few dings in it. Did it hurt the anemometer or anything on the weather station?
No, not as hard as I could tell. Everything's working good and looking good outside. That inch and a half was the biggest that I measured. Most of them were just over an inch. They were kind of oblong. Most of the round ones were, I would say most of them were about 3/4 of an inch.
My experience back in Kansas, and I'm probably totally wrong, but anytime it starts to hail on that, it ain't far from being a tornado. I don't know if those two equate together or not, but it always seemed like there was a little of that involved with the tornadoes. If you watch these storm chasers, a lot of times chasing tornadoes with hail.
Oh, my windshield was not going to be there when I walked outside. I couldn't hear nothing. When it started, I went to radio it in on the weather channel, and I could not hear a thing with that metal roof on this shop. So I had to actually wait until the hail was gone before I radioed it in.
So you was down at the shop, not at home. Wow. That's scary. I don't know what to say. Tornadoes were the bad thing when we lived up in Kansas. Every year you had multiple tornado warnings. And sometimes, really, tornadoes come real close. But we, knock on wood, never did get hit with one. There was one that touched down in the railroad yards just momentarily, which was only about, three, four blocks from us. I remember when I was a kid, I rode my motorcycle over there, and there was a 2x4 sticking right straight through the back of this, looked like those Fords that were, they were trucks, but they were more like a car, you know. I can't remember what they called them. Chevrolet made some of those, too, that they were pickups, but they looked like a car, you know. And I think this was a Ford, but that 2x4 was stuck right through that back windshield, clear through the front windshield, or vice versa. I remember that well. And there were some things stuck in the side of the building there over at the railroad shops. I never did know where it come from.
Pictures of that kind of stuff never seen in real life. I was at Camp Lejeune when Hurricane Hugo came through. So when this hailstorm come up, I pretty much knew what I needed to do. I threw on my flak jacket and helmet and went out there and started gathering them up to measure them. But there at Camp Lejeune, when Hugo came through, we had to, if we stepped outside the door of our barracks, we were required to have our flak jacket and helmet on, no matter whether we was in the cities or PT gear or whatever.
Were you in a flight crew when you was in the Marine Corps?
No, sir, I was an armor. Worked on the machine guns.
Ripple, Chris, I'll tell you for sure. Take care, everybody. It takes everybody, from the cooks to the pilots, to make everything work. And a lot of responsibility goes along with that. What planes did you work on?
I worked on the machine guns, M60s, M250 cal, M249, 240s. I could tell you how many M16s we had, but that's probably information that I could get in trouble for, even though it was 25 years ago. But we housed them for the whole island, so we had a bunch of them. But, yeah, it was machine guns, and I worked on them. And I was in charge of the pistol section for about a year.
That's something else. Well, I just don't have that kind of mechanical ability. They took us out to the sailors in San Diego, which where boot camp was, and we went out firefighting school, and they bussed us out to the shooting range one day. And we got to shoot the M1 Garand. At 1,000 yards, I think it was, Chris. I think those things were shot out, because I didn't do very good at all with it, I don't think. They never did even tell us. But the target was humongous, but it was way out there. Big old bullseye, and then they bring it down and go back up, and they had a flag. I think they called it Maggie's Britches or something. But that's as close as we ever got to firing the rifles. And then they demonstrated the BAR and Thompson submachine gun. And that was pretty exciting, though. I'd never been around full autos like that.
They're a lot of fun. I wish we had. Your firearms were a little bit older than the ones I worked on. Those are classic pieces of machinery now.
Yeah, it would be. That's for sure, Chris. Well, I better let you go, buddy. And it's very nice to hear you tonight. I'm glad you're doing well. And maybe we can get up there sometime this summer again. I've been looking at weather stations. I don't have anything wrong with mine. Mine's showing 75 degrees right now and, a 3-mile-an-hour wind from the southeast. and it's 75% humidity out there. But it's nice down here in the basement, and it's all red. You have to ask Chad about that. I like red, like in the ready room and in the cockpits and that at night and on board ship. Everything was red, and so I got red lights down here at night, but I got white lights during the daylight. I tell people, we invite the neighbors over and get out our bone, and everybody sits around and smokes their marijuana with these red lights, you know. Kind of like back in the 60s with the psychedelic. Now I'll probably get a visitor checking me out. But at 76 years old, I'll probably survive it. Anyways, Chris, you take care of my friend. And like I said, Bernice, I'll get up there one of these days. KL4QLG. This is N0GR73.
Tom, good talking with you. Glad you hollered at me tonight. It was a perfect night, I think. This is KO4QLG. I'm clear.
CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. This is a formal... We will now begin the roll call. This is a direct-to-net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we will begin tonight with our pre-net check-ins. And first, we'd like to welcome Bob, KI4LJG, in Greensboro. Next, we'd like to welcome Andrew, W2AMD, in Simpsonville. Next is Mr. Mail, K4XMR, in Prosperity. Next, we'd like to welcome Fred, W4FCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, to make the Holman Travelers Rest. Next is Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Linda, KG4QLQ, and her husband Rick, KG4PFI, out of Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome Gus, AA4GH, out of Ponte Gorda, Florida. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, from Table Rock. Then we've got Chandler, KO4WWZ, out of Easley. And next on the list is Pat, K4OSH. And next we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. And we have an Echo Link station tonight, so we'll go over here and grab our Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina, and I will hang around.
We'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN, in Brown Summit, North Carolina. John, good to hear you, and I got you down for comments, and I'll be back around shortly. And with that section, and tonight being Tuesday night, we will start with Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4HKX. So maybe that group's sleeping. They'll be around here shortly. And with that, we'll move on up to India Through Lima. India Through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
HKX. Please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. That's KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4HKX. Please log Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson in Greenville, en route to Spartanburg, negative and negative.
HKX, Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa, KC 4, IVP, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
For HKX, please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be here for a comment. Hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
Well, Paul's here, and we'll welcome this fine group in. First there on that list is Mr. James, KK4JFO in Tuxedo. James, good to hear you tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, KE6KEN, in Greenville, I believe it was. And next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Nelson, KO4GUN, out of Greenville, en route to Spartanburg. And next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Steven, KC4IVP, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And they make their home down in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for comments. So I'll be back around after I get with John. And I do appreciate you coming by and checking in. And with that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HGET. All right, with that, Paul, we're going to move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HGET.
4HKX, please check in. November 4, Juliet, Romeo, Bravo. This is Jim and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, N4JRB, down there in Greer. And Jim, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by, sir. Do appreciate that. And with that, we'll try one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt West from Greenville County, B Native and Native, 7-3, all in the net.
KL4HKX, this is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie Simpsonville, and I'll be in the longest roll call going over.
All right, we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller. That's Mr. Matt, WG4MC, out of Greenville. And Matt, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome our resident elder. That's Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ, down there in Simpsonville. And Eddie, it is really a pleasure to check you in tonight. And I appreciate you coming by and hanging out with us. Don't take that lightly. So I do appreciate it. And with that, we're going to move up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative negative, sir.
KO4HKX. Hey there, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG's Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
KO4HKX. Vic, this is Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, AA1RD, Bob over here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good to hear you this evening. Thanks for calling the net. And 73 to all on the net.
KO, K Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4OW, Richard Greenville. No traffic, no roundtable. Good to hear you. Thanks for being here.
Court HKX. Good evening, Patrick. This is Jamie out here in Tigerville. KQ4SBW, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra Bravo Whiskey. I'm out here in Tigerville by NGU, and I'm going to be negative and negative.
We'll welcome this fine group in here, and first on that list is Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. And Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice are having a wonderful evening. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over in Liberty. And Chris, I'm sorry I didn't get to call you today. My mistake. I'll try to get with you tomorrow. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Bob, AA1RD, down there in Piedmont. Bob, good to hear you on the radio again. Haven't heard you in a while. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, K4ROW, out of Greenville. And thank you, Richard, for stopping by. Then, last out of that group, but not least, is Mr. Jamie, KQ4SBW, down there. Jamie, good to hear you. And thank you for stopping by, sir. But now we have an Echo Link station, so we're going to pause here and get our Echo Link station only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, hello again, Patrick. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening again, Patrick, to yourself and all the net. No traffic, no rag queue.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen. That's KA4PQA down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, your Echo Link is sounding excellent tonight with me. Always being faithful to the net. And so with that, we're going to move on up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX. I guess we got them all in the first pass, and we'll move up to Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX, check in. KA5WLL, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima. Leroy, mobile in downtown Greenville tonight. Negative and negative. Have a good night, Patrick.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Leroy, KA5WLL, down there in Taylor's. Leroy, good to hear you this evening on the net, and was good to talk to you earlier today. Thank you for stopping by, sir. And with that, we'll try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
For HKX. Just step back up in the vehicle. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm in Greenville, and no traffic, no table. Thank you for calling the net.
All right, we'd like to welcome my good friend Shane, N4ZLK, down there in Greenville. And Shane, you be careful out there on the road tonight. Maybe I'll catch you in the morning on your way back in. But be careful out there tonight on your way down to Atlanta. With that, we'll try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Hey, get me in out of turn. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T. Rusty, I'm mobile in Duncan, headed back to Moore. No traffic, no comments.
KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we'd like to welcome Mr. Rusty, W2T, on his way back to Moore out of Duncan. And Rusty, you be careful out there tonight on your way home. And good to hear you. And don't worry about being out of turn. Not a problem. With that, we'll move on up to the patient group tonight. Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2. Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2. BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 CU and everybody on the net.
HKX. Patrick, Messalise in the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good seeing you earlier today. Yep. Miss Elise, we said hello, and we'll talk to you later.
It's KX.
WD4, DY8, Whiskey Delta, 4 Delta, Yankee Hotel. Johnny, mobile, Greenville, no traffic, no round table. Good evening, everybody.
KX, please check in Whiskey 4, W4 CWS. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Hope my audio is better this time.
Right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2 BYQ, out of Ely. Dave, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller. That's Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and keeper of all things SwapNet. And Gary, it was good to see you again today and enjoy a meal. I do appreciate that. And then we'd like to bring, and Gary brings along his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY, to make the home down in Ely. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Johnny, WD4DYAH, and I think he said he was mobile down there in Greenville on his way home, I hope. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Colin, W4CWF, out of Mill Springs. And Colin, you're a little scratchy, but perfectly readable. So you sounded much better tonight. But thank you for stopping by, sir. And with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
Recheck, Patrick.
Go ahead with your recheck, Stephen.
Affirmative, Patrick. Whenever you recognize me, Echo Link cut out for a few seconds, and Patrick, I did catch what you said at the very end about you appreciate my loyalness to check in with you whenever I can, but I'm taking it that the other part that I missed was that you appreciated me checking in, coming back and checking in with you tonight, as I promised you I would do in the conversation we had earlier today.
Roger that, Stephen. I was just recognizing you and telling you thanks for coming back by and being persistent with the Echo Link and always making an effort to come by and check in with us. I do appreciate that, and I know all the other net controllers do also. But thank you, sir, once again for coming by. And with that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
Electro, please check in and out. Kilo, Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo, India, KJ4, BKI, check. Rocky, y'all have a great day.
All right, we'd like to welcome KJ4BKI. That is Jack down in Rock Hill. And Jack, thank you for coming by tonight, sir. Sounding good coming up out of Rock Hill. Do appreciate it. And with that, we will open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. I guess we got everybody for the first pass, and we'll move on. This is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAC2s. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. John, KN4RJN. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, this is KN4RJN. What have you been up to, Patrick?
John, this weekend I tried to get a little bit done in between the rain showers so it wasn't just a complete washout. I managed to get a little bit done. And today it was just running the normal tool route and trying to set everything up for next week since it's Memorial Day Monday and most places will be closed. So trying to set everything up for the... Other than that, just... normal life and trying to get along, and I never did get to see the aurora last week. I tried several times, but just couldn't see them from up here where I was at.
This is game 4RJN. Well, I missed them too, so Such is life. In any event, let me run through this stuff. Echo Lake has been acting kind of weird here lately, and things are cutting in and out, so I'm going to do this as quick as possible. Sun's kicking up its heels a little bit, not quite what it was doing last week, but we got about a 55% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout over the next 2 days, and then drops down to about 50% on Wednesday. So it's probably going to be noisy all week. So if you have issues with that, you can blame the big yellow thing up there in the sky. Meteor showers, the one in May is past. However, the next one coming up is the June Bootiids, and that will peak out on June 27th. Moon will be in its last quarter. The zenith hourly rate on those is variable, so you might see something, you might not. They are bright, but they're slow. So your best bet is probably go outside around midnight on the 27th and look towards the west and the north. And if you're lucky, you might see one, and if you're not, you won't. As far as the skies this evening, everything is clear up here, and there's a big, beautiful moon out there tonight. We have the full moon on Wednesday, but it's about 90-something percent, 94% illuminated now, so that's washing out a whole lot of sky, but it's a big, beautiful moon. If you get a chance, go out and take a look at that. Other than that, Patrick, I know Larry's waiting in the wings to bend your ear, so I will throw it back to you, sir.
I appreciate you coming by and bringing us the solar synopsis for the next week. I do appreciate that. I know a lot of people on here look forward to hearing you do that, and I am one of them. I like to listen to it. I don't know anything about it, but it does pique my interest from time to time and make me go research a few things. So I do appreciate the time and effort you put into that. So I do appreciate you coming by. Anything else?
This is KN4RJN. Well, if you want to know some more about it, go to my QRZ page, and there's a link there to a thing called Space Weather Woman. It's a female, Tabitha, and I can't remember her last name. Doctor does a weekly podcast on upcoming space weather, and she deals with, you know, the sun and all the things that are going on with it. And it's pretty interesting to watch. So if you get a chance, go look at that. You can check out some of the other links on my QRZ page. But it's an interesting subject. And that big ball in the sky that just sits up there and looks yellow is a dynamic thing, and it affects just about everything here on Earth. So if you get a chance, check that out. Other than that, sir, I will say 73s to everybody and back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KO4HDX, New Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Well, John, again, thank you for that. And, yes, I do go to your QRZ page quite a bit, and with that, and I have watched some of her videos, and like I said, I've found a lot of interesting stuff, so definitely be spending more time there. But I do appreciate you coming by again, and we have a new Echo Link station up there, so I'm going to get them and see if we got any more check-ins right quick. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Thanks for having the Echo Link. I'm having some trouble with my power supply tonight. Please check in at Kilo, Quebec. Four Quebec Hotel Victor KQ4QHV. This is Nick over in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out.
All right, we'd like to welcome KQ4OHV. That's Nick over in Pendleton. And Nick, it's nice to have Echo Link as a backup or when you're away. So I use it when I go out of town quite a bit. So, but I do appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight. And welcome to the group, and love to have you check in with us. So with that, we will move on up to Mr. Larry is next on the stump. KK4JBQ, please call KO4HKX.
For HKX, this is KK4JBQ. Well, it's always a good night when John graces us and gives us an eye on the sky. I appreciate that, John. You're still listening. I believe we all
enjoy your contribution. And by the way, Tamitha Scove, she spells her first name T-A-M-I-T-H-A, and S-K-O-V is her last name. She is a ham, by the way. Her suffix is S-W-W, space weather woman. And I can't remember her prefix. She's a doctor, PhD doctor. And, oh boy, everybody go to John's QRZ page, and he's got a link there to some of her reporting. And not only is she terribly accurate and interesting, not only that, but the graphics of the sun that we think we understand what it is and where it is, she's got some views of the sun which would just knock your socks off. Some views that show the other side of the sun. There is a camera out there. I don't know. It's on a spacecraft or something. That while it's on our day side, we get to see the sun. But how about the backside? Well, there's an eye out there watching it. And I was fascinated by that. It's also helpful to know what's coming, because the sun rotates also. As we rotate, it rotates as well. So what we encountered this past weekend with the coronal mass ejections might be on its way back around. Anyway, it's a good idea to keep an eye on it since we can. Why not? KK4JPQ.
I was listening to some podcasts today, and they were talking about the coronal mass ejection and how it affected the magnetic field around the Earth, the poles, and how it would bend it and distort it and different things that happened. So yeah, I found it pretty interesting how this is all set in motion and how it all works together and affects one piece here and one piece there. I just found it very fascinating.
Well, we Earthlings are very Earth-centric. That's understandable, you know. And what goes on here is just far out, you know. Anybody would say that. But everything planetary and all those visitors that come into the solar system, that's been very interesting too. Close passing asteroids, that's been very important in Earth's past, of course. I looked up Tamitha's call sign. It's WX. Now, that's appropriate too. That's an acronym, if you will, for weather. WX6SWW. And, anyway, she's not hard to look at either. She's a very attractive young woman. Watching, what was it? It was a TV program, or maybe it was on the web. Leo Laporte had a tech guy. That was what it was called, a tech guy thing. And he's all things computers and such. And he introduced the world to her before anyone knew, you know, and knew of her and of her business. Planetary physics is what she has her PhD in. And it was during that encounter with Leo Laporte, the tech guy, and
amateur radio, he's also a ham, that she got her license. Kind of went through that. Now, that might have been 6 or 7 years ago. Anyhow, it's only lately that I've kind of followed her, and she's gained a great deal of notoriety as an expert on planetary objects. Anyhow, it's been a fine day here. Whatever it's doing out there 93 million miles away, it's been a fine day here. Just excellent weather. We're in a changeable, well, we're between seasons, you know. And that's always pretty active as far as the atmosphere is concerned, and not to mention what the sun's doing. So if we have a pretty day, get out there and enjoy it. If you come by a nice cool creek, are you one of those people that take their shoes off, put your feet in the nice cold running water?